Ears to Our World works in rural, remote, and sometimes war-torn parts of the world, places that lack reliable access to electricity, let alone the internet, and where radio is often the only link to the world outside. The heart of our mission is to allow radio to be used as a tool for education. So we give radios to teachers who, in turn, use the radios in the classroom and at home to provide real-life, up-to-date feedback about the world around them. Ears to Our World's distributed radios to schools and communities in 12 countries on 3 continents. Many of you will have already guessed why we prefer radio to, say, computers for information access. It's because much of the world does not have the communications infrastructure to support access to the World Wide Web, or even electrical power, or phone. Political instability, meanwhile, can undermine even the written word. Radio, however, is simplicity itself. All one needs is a modest yet capable receiver, and one has instant, speed of light access to local and world media. And the reports we're hearing from the field have been overwhelmingly encouraging. Teachers in rural Mongolia, Tanzania, and Kenya are able to teach current events. Visually impaired children in rural Belize can listen to the outside world and hear music and languages they've never heard. Children in Haiti and families in Chile learned where to go to get food and medical care and information about loved ones affected by earthquakes. A remote community in South Sudan was able to listen to reports of their country's first democratic election. In other words, being able to listen is making a difference. And at Ears to Our World, we believe that access to information is access to education. Thank you, and let World Radio Day remind us all to keep listening.